CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump tried again today to get his fellow Republicans to move on from the Jeffrey Epstein case. CBS's Erica Brown is on Capitol Hill.
President Trump downplayed the fallout from Republicans who are demanding more transparency regarding the investigation into child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
All it is the Republicans, certain Republicans, got duped by the Democrats and they're following a Democrat playbook.
But calls for the release of the Epstein files are growing after a Justice Department and FBI review found no evidence of a client list or blackmail of powerful figures.
The president said today it is highly unlikely he will fire Jerome Powell, but last night he told some House Republicans he was leaning toward axing the Fed chairman.
I talked about the concept of firing him. I said, what do you think? Almost every one of them said I should. But I'm more conservative than they are.
By law, the Fed chairman can only be fired for cause. The Senate is considering whether to claw back $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting.
Some senators are concerned over the president's request to pull back about $1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which includes PBS and NPR, especially in rural and tribal areas. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says he'll vote for it now, but
we probably at some point should provide funding to them, but I'm not going to fight that part of the rescission.
He says lawmakers might have to fix cuts they will regret. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Fall River, Massachusetts Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon today updated the investigation into Sunday's fire that killed 9 people at an assisted living facility.
I'm comfortable saying that it's an accidental fire. There's nothing intentional about this fire.
Bacon choked back tears as he described how firefighters saw people screaming from their windows and had to choose who to rescue. A new CDC study finds more parents are balking at vaccines for their kids. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
Nearly 10% of parents with young children say they are planning to refuse all recommended immunizations for their children, and that 33% of parents are planning to refuse some or all of the recommended shots. Rates were different among pregnant moms-to-be, with nearly half of moms in their first pregnancy saying they were still undecided.
An Israeli airstrike hit Syria's Ministry of Defense in Damascus during a live TV news broadcast. Israel has vowed to destroy the Syrian government forces attacking Druze communities in southern Syria. Stocks were higher today. The Nasdaq gained 52 points, closed at a record high. Dow is up 231. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson with a quick news update. So far, there are no plans for the site of the old YMCA building on Lake Avenue. Demolition started months ago after the property was deemed blighted. It's now just a pile of rubble there. The Racine County Eye reports that as of right now, there's no specific plan for what will go in that spot. It's costing the city $1 million to have the building bulldozed, the property graded, and prepped for future development. Meanwhile, Racine police and activists are calling for an end to the violence after 2 deadly shootings in just 5 days. 37-year-old Shayla Davis Bell was killed early yesterday on 11th Street, caught in the crossfire between 2 groups. Her family told Fox 6 she was out with her best friend when shots rang out. There was a vigil last night to honor her. Police are asking for tips and cell phone video, saying surveillance hasn't helped. Violence interrupters are also urging residents to seek out their support services. Racine Police Chief Alexander Ramirez says the city has seen 47 shots fired incidents so far this year. That's slightly down from 55 at the same time last year. The investigation into the death of a 52-year-old man last Friday during an apparent burglary on St. Patrick Street is also ongoing. And it's Country Thunder time. Campers are arriving to Kenosha County today. The annual music festival starts tomorrow in Twin Lakes. There are the usual reminders. There are traffic impacts and other temporary changes. Over the 4 days, up to 100,000 people will fill the Shadow Hill Ranch for the concerts, with thousands of them camping in the temporary campgrounds. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks sign a new guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks confirmed today they signed guard Cole Anthony, a free agent from the Orlando Magic. 6'2", Anthony started in 22 games for the Magic last season, appearing in 67 games, averaging a little over 9 points per game. The Bucks wrapping up their summer league play tonight against the Chicago Bulls. Former Bucks center Brooke Lopez met with reporters in Las Vegas and was asked, how did he end up leaving Milwaukee to sign with the LA Clippers?
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast. Looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out and were one of them. They've been a great team for quite a while now. They have a ton of great players, you know, obviously Hall of Famers, All-Stars, some great young players, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
NFL Packers beginning to arrive in Green Bay. Training camp beginning a week from today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy, soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1969.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and today we celebrate the class of 1969. Let's start with history in the making. On July 20th, 1969, the world held its breath as astronaut Neil Armstrong stepped onto the surface of the moon, declaring that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin spent more than 2 hours exploring the lunar surface while Michael Collins kept Apollo 11 orbiting above. Meanwhile, down on Earth, Charles Manson and his so-called family shocked the nation with the gruesome murders of actress Sharon Tate and others in Los Angeles. On the radio in 1969, we were listening to The Guess Who. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1969.
Myself some way.
1969, it's the Guess Who and No Time on WRJN. There's actually two versions of that song, an earlier recording on the Canned Wheat album and a later re-recording on the American Woman album. The American Woman version is the one that's more familiar and the one that was released as a single. Well, in 1969, Richard Nixon was inaugurated President of the United States.
I, Richard Bill House Nixon, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
On the radio in 1969, we were listening to Three Dog Night and One. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 69.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
It's Three Dog Night and One on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1969. Although that song was popularized by Three Dog Night, the song was originally written and released by Harry Nilsson in 1968 on his album Aerial Ballet. Three Dog Night's version, released a year later, became a massive hit, reaching number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Well, dinner got a little easier in 1969 with the premiere of Manwich.
Brew a haunting taste sensation, lure your men with red temptation. Brew a Manwich, Hunt's Manwich sandwich.
Manwich sandwich sauce transforms ordinary hamburger into an irresistible taste sensation. Just brown a pound of fresh hamburger, stir in Manwich, and you'll feed 6 hearty appetites at hamburger prices.
Try bewitching your family with Hunt's Manwich. New barbecue flavor, too.
On the radio in 1969, we were listening to Creedence Clearwater Revival, Down on the Corner. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1969. 1969. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival and Down on the Corner on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1969. That song reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The song tells the story of a fictional street band named Willie and the Poor Boys, who play music on street corners to entertain people and to collect nickels. What were we watching on TV in 1969? A brand new show.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
The Brady Bunch premiered in September of 1969, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1969. Tune in tomorrow after 5 p.m. for another class reunion featuring the class of 1963.
The Brady Bunch, that's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day, Lee's Deli. Feast like a champ with signature subs like the Godfather, the Hen House, or today's special, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Discover why they've been voted best ever seen year after year. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Should care about you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, the next time you ride an elevator, you may want to wear gloves. A study finds that elevator buttons are filthier than toilet seats. Hygiene experts suggest you press elevator buttons with the back of your hand or a knuckle of a finger. us. Hey, it's WRJN, where we've teamed up with the Racine County Eye to bring you Racine County's biggest local news team. Listen for headlines on WRJN. Read full stories at RacineCountyEye.com. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman. Racine police are continuing their investigation into separate shootings that have claimed the lives of two people since Friday. A 37-year-old woman was killed early yesterday on 11th Street, caught in apparent crossfire between two people or groups. And last Friday, a 52-year-old man was killed during an apparent burglary on St. Patrick Street. Police are asking for tips and even cell phone video. A power outage in Milwaukee over the weekend had an unusual culprit, a stray Mylar balloon, those shiny metal stars and hearts. Because they're coated with metal, Mylar balloons can cause short circuits and knock out power, like they did for a couple thousand folks in southeast Milwaukee on Sunday. State Senator Tim Carpenter and other lawmakers are backing a bill that would fine anyone releasing 10 or more Mylar balloons, treating it like littering with a $500 penalty. The bill's new and waiting for a hearing in the legislature. And the campers start to pull into Kenosha County today. The annual Country Thunder Music Festival starts tomorrow in Twin Lakes, with the usual reminders going out about the traffic impacts and other temporary changes. Over the 4 days, up to 100,000 people will fill the Shadow Hill Ranch for the concerts, with thousands of them camping in the temporary campgrounds. At last year's festival, there were 24 arrests and 100 citations issued by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Arrests included charges like disorderly conduct, resisting an officer, battery, and underage alcohol violations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. Few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Desperately waiting for you to come, bringing your love to me.
timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, look who stopped by. It's Victoria. Hey, Victoria.
Hello.
My wife, Victoria, is here, and she's here because you are, you've had a busy few weeks here.
Yep.
Yeah, you've been in rehearsal for The Drowsy Chaperone over at the Racine Theater Guild. Tell me about it.
Oh, it's a great little show. It's a play within a play, and it takes place in the 1928. So we have really fun music, and it's just been a true delight to be in it.
I didn't know much about this. I still don't know a whole lot about it, but I did not know much about this musical before you got going in it. You?
I knew a little bit. I knew that Beth Lovell had won a Tony Award when this show first premiered on Broadway for the role of the Drowsy Chaperone, but I didn't know much about it. There's a little quote here from the script that I think kind of sums it up really well. At the end of the show, we have a narrator in the show, and he's talking about the show that you've just watched, and he says, "It does what a musical is supposed to do. It takes you to another world, and it gives you a little tune to carry in your head, a little something to help you escape from the dreary horrors of the real world."
Wow.
And isn't that really what a musical should do?
Yeah. And especially now, maybe.
Yep. And it's a very happy show. It's really a delight.
Well, Drowsy Chaperone runs 2 weekends beginning this Friday night over at the Racine Theater Guild, and racinetheater.org is a good place to get tickets. It's theater with an R-E, not an E-R. The box office number is 262-633-4218. It's 633-4218. But as I've learned from you, as you've been going through the rehearsal process on this, there's a lot of fun dance numbers, and we've been listening to the music on CD quite a bit, and the music is just a lot of fun.
Yep, it's really fun. Even though the show takes place in 1928, it was really written about 25 years ago, so it's got a fresh modern take, even though it's in the past.
And side note, you and I happened to be at Ravinia this past Sunday night, and we saw Sutton Foster, who is a, you know, big Broadway star, and she actually was in the original production of this, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
A lot of
like
fun.
Like the ingenue.
The ingenue. Okay. And your role?
I am Mrs. Tottendale, and I'm the hostess of the wedding. There's a story starts with a wedding, and it's at my mansion.
All right. Drowsy Chaperone this weekend and next weekend. Again, the Theater Guild website is racinetheater.org. And go get tickets and go see Victoria. She's a lot of fun. Trust me on this one. All right, there she is, my wife, Victoria, Drowsy Chaperone at the Racine Theater Guild. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Also your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. They're off today because it's still the All-Star break. They're back in action on Friday, but if you want to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers take on the Marlins on Friday, July 25th, go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab. There you can register to win daily, and you don't need to buy anything and enter before this Friday, July 18th. Good luck.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WIS,
vets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on rain. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I help me through. with you. I really think that we could make it, baby.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, President Trump is again lashing out at Fed Chair Jerome Powell, but is backing off his threats to fire him.
President Trump has long complained the Fed chairman has been too slow to lower interest rates, but will he fire Jerome Powell?
So he's doing a lousy job, but no, I'm not talking about that.
But just moments later.
I don't rule out anything, but I think it's highly unlikely.
He also said he did discuss Powell's future with members of Congress,